CPR 54 for the week ending September 2nd, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret, high top Rancho Del Waldo in the great southwestern wasteland, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio! So let's kick it off with Buck of the Myers!
Piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down. Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
I had to make a choice, I made it.
He used to be a sinner, but now he's going straight to hell. It's Uncle Waldo.
Howdy, howdy, campers. How the hell y'all doing? This is your old pal, Uncle Waldo, welcoming you back to yet another installation of Campground Pirate Radio. Now, you may have noticed I've been a little bit quiet throughout this show. That's mainly because I've been nursing a really sore throat and not feeling all that great this week. And this weekend is also me and Miss Stephanie's 24th anniversary, so I like to be a little fit and healthy for that. Right now, I'm not feeling so great. But I do want to get your music out to you, so let's get right back into the tunage. I just got an email from a guy named Billy from a band called Star Bucket. That's all the information I got on him. But he sent me three of his tracks, and he says, "Hey, thanks so much for giving us a place to make our music known to the world." Well, Billy, I'm more than happy to do this for you here. So, our featured artist of the day is Star Bucket, and their song Weekdays, only on the CPR.
We like to meet up every Saturday night. We make a lot of noise until we get it right. We like to meet up every Saturday night. We make a lot of noise until we get it right. We like to meet up every Saturday night. We make a lot of noise until we get it right. There is a place we like to meet up every Saturday night. We make a lot of noise until we get it right. There is a place we like.
Stay grown too strong, gun and a rockabilly, psychobilly, indie, punk.
We got it all. You're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
will it all come true? Don't you know I'm alright now? Don't you know I'm alright now? You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And these days, it seems that the U.S. government has gotten tired of dealing guns to Mexican drug cartels and has instead gone all in against professional online poker players. On April 15th this year, a date that has become known as the industry's Black Friday, several of the largest online poker sites were shut down for running afoul of frankly stupid laws that treat the game of poker just like a slot machine or a lottery ticket, despite the fact that it takes years of practice and thousands of hands to master the skills involved in simply playing the cards you're dealt, not to mention the supremely difficult strategy of betting, calling, folding, and checking. Of course, these odious indictments were a bad hand dealt from the very bottom of the Fed's deck, the former home of ultra-status scumbags Rudy Giuliani and Elliot Spitzer, the U.S. Attorney's Office for New York's Southern District. The world of poker is what it is today because of the internet. The huge interest in the World Series of Poker, the World Poker Tour, the TV shows, the ESPN coverage, all that happened because the internet and these sites gave players young and old the opportunity to play hundreds of hands every day in tournaments and heads-up play. In the pre-internet days, it'd take you half your life to get the level of experience that Doyle Brunson enjoys. But these days, if you really commit yourself to it, like so many of these poker pros do, you can do it in a matter of months, in the comfort of your own home, and without having to fleece all your friends at their weekly poker night or seeking out the card games run in the smoky back rooms of seedy dens of iniquity by men with very questionable associations. But for some reason, this burgeoning industry is too exciting, too fun, and too damn free for the U.S. government to tolerate. And its well-connected corporate gaming cronies like the Jack Abramoff types back in D.C. saw their market share dwindling. After all, who's going to get up, get dressed, and drive all the way to a casino when they can play all day in their underwear? That's why they got these restrictive laws passed, so they could buy time and make it very hard to run a legal, real-money poker site until they crafted a stinking piece of corporate welfare that lets certain big casinos operate poker sites on servers located on their properties in legal gambling establishments. Well, that time has come. The bill's passed, but in order for it to work, they had to clear away the competition, and Black Friday did just that. But the state moves at a glacial pace, and their little government monopoly test program will only be rolled out in Washington, D.C., of all places, where it was always legal for legislators and lobbyists to gamble with other people's money, and if they lose, they just print more. But now, ironically, it's the only place in America where it'll be technically legal to play online poker for money. The other sites for those corporate cronies likely won't open up for months, maybe even years. In the meantime, many big-name pros are taking all their chips and cashing out of the U.S. of A., headed for better deals in Canada, Mexico, Costa Rica, even Malta of all places, countries where they can still freely play for real money in online poker rooms. Keep in mind, these guys and gals were all risking their own money, and everyone involved was there of their own volition. Some of these folks did very well, earning spots in big tournaments around the world. Now, many are royally screwed because these sites' assets are frozen. One pro's bankroll of at least six figures is tied up at just one site, unless and until the feds release it, if they ever do. That's what the government does. It plays us all for suckers, destroying businesses that create jobs and wealth, and chasing young, rich, and talented people out of the country, and taking a huge rake from our dwindling stack of liberties. And it's a real bad beat for freedom in America.
Please leave us here. Close our eyes to Today's hottest rock may be fatal if swallowed. But be our guest.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Everybody for coming on out today, and hope you enjoyed the non-Waldo version of Campground Pirate Radio. Some people say that's what they prefer. Oh well. Hey, listen, you could follow us over on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/campgroundpirateradiofans. We're almost 800 fans here. A couple more, that'd be great. Let's see, you could also follow me on Twitter. I'm at Uncle Waldo. By the way, if you enjoy the show, swing by iTunes and click on one of those five-star ratings and leave us a little nice something as a review. That'd be great because, hey, more reviews we get on the show, the higher we rank in iTunes, the more people come and listen. It's a nice little circle that way. And if you'd like to help the show out, go over to campgroundpirateradio.com. Look over on the right-hand side. You're going to see Buy Waldo a Beer. I got $2, $4, and $8 subscriptions. Anything that could help out the show would be greatly appreciated because it goes into buying the music, fixing the equipment, and keeping me in beer and ammunition. So before I take off, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Peace! See y'all next week. Take it easy. Bye-bye!